Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Friday, February 14th, Valentine's Day. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news stories from around the state. A bill that passed the Wyoming House yesterday would allow healthcare workers to decline providing medical care, like abortion, if it conflicts with their personal beliefs. Wyoming Public Radio's Chris Clements has more.
The Medical Ethics Defense Act would let physicians, hospitals, and insurance companies choose whether to pay for or provide some health care if they object to it on moral or religious grounds. That could include gender-affirming care, physician-assisted suicide, and medication and procedural abortion. Riverton Representative Pepper Ottman is the sponsor.
I'm bringing this bill because every American should have the freedom to live according to their ethical and religious beliefs, and this includes our medical professionals.
Marcy Shaver is the Wyoming State Director for American Atheists and a resident of Goshen County.
We see this as an intrusion of religion into our laws, and mainly because it allows people to put their religious feelings above the care of their patients.
The legislation bears strong resemblance to 17 other laws that are either being considered by other state legislatures or have already passed. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Chris Clements in Cheyenne.
Cloud seeding may end in the state, which could mean less water for Wyoming and states downstream. As Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports, one lawmaker's mission is to defund the program, and so far it's working.
LaBarge Representative Mike Schmid keeps bringing up cloud seeding during the session in the House Ag Committee.
I don't know if this takes an amendment, but to remove the monies allocated to the cloud seeding.
In the House Minerals Committee.
I'll be honest, I'm not a fan of this. It sounds like a lot like climate change to me. We all know what that is.
And on the House floor.
This amendment deals with the cloud seeding situation in House Bill 117.
Schmid wants to defund the program. For two decades, it's been used in the Wind River Range and more recently in the Sierra Madres to beef up mountain snowpack to help with drought. But Schmid is worried about the technology's chemicals. He even linked it to the decline in bighorn sheep. No research backs this up. State water managers say the technology is safe and needed, but lawmakers are moving forward with Schmid's defunding. It's awaiting Senate consideration. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan.
Lawmakers introduced a bunch of hunting-related bills this session, but as Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman reports, most of them did not gain much traction.
Some lawmakers wanted to make it possible to hunt mountain lions all year. A co-sponsor argued it would help mule deer, but most people expressed opposition to the bill during its first committee hearing. That included Lee Livingston, president of the Wyoming Outfitters and Guides Association.
Wildlife management is better left in the hands of wildlife managers. There have been many in this building that have railed against biology from the bench. We don't want to see our season starting to be set by legislation rather than wildlife managers.
That bill didn't make it to the House floor. Another bill would have opened up grizzly bear hunting as soon as 2026, even if they were still under the Endangered Species Act. Evanston Representative Bob Worf introduced the bill and said he's frustrated that grizzlies are still managed by the feds.
It's met recovery goals since 2000. I'm tired of the courts interfering with our state's ability to manage.
It failed on the House floor amidst concerns about violating federal law. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Haberman.
A bill that would allow two families to share a nanny passed overwhelmingly in the House. Right now, only one family at a time can legally hire a nanny or babysitter. The hope is to offer a stopgap measure to families in rural communities where child care centers have been closing in growing numbers. The Wyoming Women's Foundation and other advocates say this is hurting the state's economy. And a recent study showed that over 10,000 Wyomingites are unable to work due to a lack of child care. But advocates also say this bill is not the solution to the problem and that more needs to be done going forward, like helping child care centers pay caregivers better wages. The bill now moves on to the Senate for consideration. The U.S. Forest Service will fire at least 3,400 employees across the nation. That's according to Politico reporting on Thursday night. And at least four sources told Wyoming Public Radio this will likely include Wyoming forest employees. The news comes a day after the Trump administration's fork in the road deadline, which encouraged federal workers to resign. It's not immediately clear which forests will have firings, but Wyoming sources say forests within the state are bracing for more information and impacts today. Politico reports the firings will affect those working on road and trail maintenance, timber production, watershed restoration, wildfire prevention, and forest employees recently hired. The Wyoming Outdoor Council says the country should be reinvesting in the agency's workforce, especially when outdoor recreation in places like Wyoming is at an all-time high, and that this could lead to campground and road closures and increase wildfire risks. The firings will reduce the nation's Forest Service workforce by about 10%. The Wyoming Senate advanced a bill that would preserve the UW Lab School, a K through 8th grade school focusing on project and outdoor-based education in Laramie. The university sent the school an eviction notice last year saying it was no longer serving the function of training teachers like it used to. But lawmakers want it to return to serving that role in the face of the state's teacher shortage. The bill would allow the legislature to create a statutory board, budget some $5.5 million, and oversee the school like it does other campus programs. Those against the bill said it's government overreach. But Senator Charles Scott of Casper called the school precious. He said it has grassroots support and that UW and the school district are only thinking about money. It passed by 6 votes and now moves to the House for consideration. And now let's hear from Ivy Engel with some lighter stories from around Wyoming.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. Glen Rock is set to build a new park to honor veterans. The Douglas budget reports the new Veterans Park will have a bronze statue of a soldier holding the hands of a little girl and boy. It will also list the names of Glen Rock's veterans and include various monuments to the different branches of the military. The city hopes to open it next summer at the latest. A Riverton man has found a powerful way to give back to the organization that helped him when he was in need. The Ranger reports Devin Anderson moved into Eagles Hope Transitions to get his life back on track 6 years ago. In 2020, he started working there. Now he's the nonprofit's director. A former University of Wyoming wide receiver has been nominated to the National Football Foundation College Football Hall of Fame. Ryan Yarborough was a two-time All-American wide receiver for UW in the early 1990s. He set several records and one still stands. He's the third Cowboy player to receive this honor. And for the second consecutive year, Cody has been named a top Western town by the editors of True West magazine. It also recognized the Irma Hotel as one of the best Who Slept Here hotels for the second year in a row. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And now for today's trivia question, when was the first airplane flight in Wyoming? Send us your answers for all five of this week's trivia questions to wyomingpublicradio@gmail.com, and we'll crown three winners on Monday. That's it for today. Thanks for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on this Valentine's Day morning. Happy Valentine's Day, Diana. Join me again tomorrow. Remember to subscribe to get Wyoming Debrief automatically downloaded to your phone and start your day on an informed foot. While you're there, please consider leaving us a review so that other people can find us.